The movie Hidden Figures tells the story of three female African-American mathematicians who helped NASA launch John Glenn into orbit and later paved the way for the moon landing. Math plays a central role in Hidden Figures, and KGOU's Jacob McClelland spoke to the University of Oklahoma graduate who made sure all the film's numbers added up.
Hidden Figures is about Katherine Johnson, Dorothy Vaughn, and Mary Jackson, African-American women who worked as human computers for NASA in the early days of the space race. Math is all over the place in the movie, like in this scene, in which Katherine Johnson, played by Taraji P. Henson, calculates where John Glenn's spacecraft will land.
Okay, so that puts your landing zone at 5.0667 degrees north, 77.3333 degrees west, which is here.
They were forced to basically memorize these key pieces of equations and the like so they could memorize them literally like memorizing lines in a script.
That's Rudy Horn, a mathematician at Morehouse College in Atlanta. He worked with 20th Century Fox Studios to make sure the numbers add up.
So any math that she wrote on the board, I was responsible for training her to write said math on the board. My other task was primarily to check that the mathematics on the blackboards in the background scenes and in notebooks was consistent with the things that NASA did at the time.
Did you help write the script to make sure that the math was accurate?
So the director is finishing the script, and he asked me to talk a little bit about the math so it could help him finish the script. And so I had mentioned that the notion of solving the problem with Euler's method was a good method for solving numerically differential equations. And he really liked that concept, and I didn't expect him to, but he actually put that into the script.
The use of Euler's method is a turning point in the film, when Johnson figures out how to calculate the trajectory to bring John Glenn back to Earth. It's one of the many scenes in which characters show a sense of excitement about math. It's one of the things Horn wanted to get across on set.
I mean, as a mathematician, trust me, I'm very happy when certain problems work out. I mean, a lot of times you're working on a problem and you're kind of relying on faith that you will find a solution or that an answer will exist. And I definitely tried to convey that sense to the people on the set.
Now, I'll admit that I had never heard of these three women, including Katherine Johnson, who played such a big role in the space program at the time, until this movie came out. I mean, they were all brilliant women who also faced adversity of all kinds. Were you familiar with their story before the movie studio called you up?
Not at all. So, like you and like many people, you know, I had no idea. And after I heard their history and then I went online and looked up more information for myself, I felt kind of ashamed that I didn't know who these people were, especially myself being African American.
Rudy Horn grew up on the south side of Chicago. In high school, he figured out that he really liked calculus, and then he studied at the University of Oklahoma between 1986 and 1991, double majoring in math and physics. He went on to get his PhD and now teaches at Morehouse College in Atlanta. As a mathematician and an African American, he says it's heartwarming to see these women receive recognition on the big screen, and he's proud to have played a part in it.
I'm happy that the crew and the director in particular trusted in me to, you know, help them convey the math in a positive way, I hope. If it inspires people to do math, and I mean, I had a student here at Morehouse who came up to me and mentioned that after he had seen the film, it really inspired him to want to do mathematics. And if the film does that, if it helps get more women in science, if it gets more African-Americans, for that matter, just more people, whether African-American, white, Hispanic, whatever. If it gets more people involved in math and science, so in STEM fields, that's a great thing.
Horn doesn't make an appearance in the film, but he did leave his mark. His handwriting is all over a chalkboard in an early scene as a young Katherine Johnson solves a quadratic equation. For KGOU, I'm Jacob McClelland.
Rudy Horn will be at the University of Oklahoma to talk about his experiences on the Hidden Figures movie set on February 28th at 6:30 p.m. in the Meacham Auditorium. His presentation is entitled Hidden Figures, Bringing Math, Physics, History, and Race to Hollywood.